The next coach on the teleconference is Penn State's Patrick Chambers. The Nittany Lions are 7-3 on the season and will travel to Duquesne on Wednesday before hosting Princeton in historic Rec Hall this Saturday. Coach Chambers, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
How you doing?
We're doing great. Will you please provide us just a quick opening statement about your season to this point, and then we'll go ahead and open the call for questions from the media.
No problem. Team's playing pretty well right now. Need a little bit more production out of our bench, but I like where we are. I thought we competed in the two games in New York and definitely competed in the Big Ten ACC Challenge. Obviously, our backcourt's playing extremely well at a very high level, but it was nice to see, I thought Marshall's a very good team. It was nice to see Donovan Jack really produce. We needed that, and Ross Travis. So, we're starting to find some balance. We're starting to build an identity. We got a couple more non-conference games here. The game in Pittsburgh on Wednesday is going to be, an absolute battle. But that's what we're looking for to prepare us for the Big Ten.
Thank you. We'll go ahead and open it up for questions from the media.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, you talked a little bit about the balance that your team is starting to develop. Talk a little bit about the contributions from Taylor and Travis and what they've done to help sort of with Frazier and Newbill carrying the load scoring.
Yeah, well, we got 4 guys in double figures in my 3 years here. We haven't had that. So it's nice to have that type of flexibility and a lot of skill on the floor. And they're sharing the basketball, which is always good. They're sophomores now, junior. Ross Travis is a junior. DJ's a redshirt junior. So we're a little bit older, a little bit wiser, and we're starting to play like it.
Your next question comes from the line of Brian Rosenthal with Lincoln Journal Star.
Hey, Coach, I haven't been able to see it in any of your games, but I was wondering how Tim's coming off his injury. Is he kind of the same player that he was beforehand, or is there any lingering effects? How's he looking for you guys?
You know what, I would say early on there was a little bit lingering effects, and I think that's going to happen. I mean, you saw what happened last night with Kobe and his Achilles injury. They're a little rusty, the speed of the game. But I think now that we're nine games through it, I think he's starting to get his legs under him. He's having a good understanding of when to score, when to pass. His vertical has gone up. So I look forward to Tim continuing on this path of having a good season.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, what is it going to mean to your program and to your fans to return to Rec Hall to play this historic game this weekend?
I was just in a meeting, and I was just talking about bridging the gap, gaining this history, gaining the history back that once was 75 to 80% winning percentage over in that building. And we're trying to tap back into that. And we got a great crowd. It's sold out. We're ready to go. There's truly an event around the game. So for these players to be a part of history and to have the 91 team come back, Bruce Parkhill's back, it should be an amazing day. So I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be great for Penn State basketball.
Your next question comes to the line of Nathan Baird with the Lafayette Journal.
Hey, Coach, just kind of a follow-up on the Frazier question. You're getting to see him and Newbill play together this year. What's the dynamic there, and how are they sort of playing with each other and complementing each other?
Well, you know what? They're very unselfish. I have to force them to shoot sometimes in huddles. And I think they look for each other a lot, and they're really playing off each other. And I think you see Newbill's numbers and percentages are skyrocketing because he's very comfortable at the two. He's very comfortable in being a scorer rather than setting up the offense and getting everybody involved. And obviously Tim's doing that. So they're really playing off each other well. It's what I thought 2 years ago before he got hurt. I thought that, this is the way that they would play because they really like each other. I don't see any egos or any tension or any jealousies, which is huge in this day and age. And we got a great locker room, and they're leaders, and they want to win. So I think what you're seeing, their production is so high because of the stuff in the locker room and off the floor. I think it translates to on the floor. And, you know, they're taking ownership of this program, which is exciting to see.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, talk a little bit about the contributions you've received from some of your other new players and when, what they've meant to the team as you guys try to move forward into the program.
Could you repeat that? I couldn't hear you.
Talk a little bit about some of your new guys, Allen Roberts and some of those other guys that are helping you guys move forward.
Yeah, Allen Roberts has been great for us. You know, he stepped right in, and he's been a major threat from the outside, another capable three-point shooter. So at any given time, we have five shooters on the floor or five guys that can make plays. And that's very difficult to defend for an opposing team. Donovan Jack's hitting threes, Brandon Taylor's hitting threes, then you got Allen Roberts hitting threes, DJ shooting at a high clip, and then you got to worry about Tim Frazier. So, you know, when you bring somebody in like that, a fifth-year senior, 22 years old, you're bringing in a veteran who's been around the block. And we're bringing our freshmen along, you know, slowly. Geno Thorpe's given us good minutes. Graham Woodward's given us good minutes, spot minutes here and there. And Julian Moore, for that matter. And we're looking forward to the 22nd. We get John Johnson. He'll be eligible to play after sitting out a year.
Thank you, Coach. We have time for one more question from the media before we let Coach Chambers go.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, looks like we're all set. Thanks again for joining us, and we look forward to speaking with you next month.
Hey, thanks so much. Take care. Bye-bye.